Yes, hello. Good morning. I'm calling from opinion survey. This morning
Okay.
we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to also have your opinion. Quick question, do you or does any member of the household work for any radio, TV station or newspaper? Or maybe volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead of November, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, and not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
You're going to vote. Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Unaffiliated.
Unaffiliated, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, or Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Is your age between 18 and 35, 36 and 45? 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
1825.
Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Absolutely. Generally speaking, would you say the things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or they are off on the wrong back, on the wrong track, sorry.
Wrong track.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue would your local elected official in Miami should focus on? Growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, traffic and congestion, proper insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, or floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency.
Affordable housing.
Which one?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, thank you, sir. Now, you will not be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, or if you haven't heard about them or have no opinion about them. The first one is Eileen Higgins.
Say that again.
Eileen Higgins. Do you know her?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
Not favorable.
Not favorable? Okay. Daniela Levan Cava?
Not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Not favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Yeah, favorable.
Francis Suarez?
Not favorable.
Now, in not favorable, I have two options. Somewhat not favorable or very not favorable?
Not favorable.
Miguel Cabela?
Not favorable.
Manolo Reyes?
I don't know him.
Christine King?
I don't know them either.
Kamala Harris?
Not favorable.
Thank you. Joe Carrillo?
Not favorable.
Okay. And finally, Damian Pardo.
I don't know him.
Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump in the Republican candidate?
Probably will vote
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls, to vote for candidates for office, there are some local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November afterwards. Please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called a charter amendment to require continuous residence immediately residing qualifying for major in city commissions, and the ballot question reads, shall Sector 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately, presiding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residence in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately presiding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Yes.
Probably or definitely?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. So Miami Charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million. For Ecosilency Miami LLC, for residential and commercial use, pursuant to applicable zoning, wilding binding, and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme parks and hotel lease, and contributing with $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes for the referendum or no against the referendum? Thank you. Definitely or probably?
Probably. How many more questions are there?
We actually passed halfway already.
Oh, damn, it's taking too long. Can you click probably for everything?
Can I watch her?
Can you click probably for everything?
Yeah, absolutely. I take care of it. And I appreciate your time, okay? I'll submit it for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it.